Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible people. Wow, do we have some information. We must have just turned a big vortex corner here because, man, some great stuff, great clarity is coming in. If you haven't heard the last few shows, you're going to want to go back and hear them. The show I did for Jennifer McLean this past week was just off the charts also. The clarity and the expansion of our understanding is just exponentially breaking open. So I want to get started here so I can get to as many of the callers as we can today. I got the information this week that one of my old friends who had moved away some years ago because she became very ill and went to live with her family, that they were calling in hospice for her last days. And I want to preface what I'm going to tell you with the fact that we had been friends, she and her husband and Chris and I, for years and years and years. And had done a lot of things together. And then she and her husband kind of went separate ways. She got very ill. She moved in. And I am, rather ashamed to say that I tried to keep contact with her for a while, and then we just... And so, of course, when news like this came in, Gabrielle and I said, well, we need to send her flowers and send her our love. But there was a part of me that's going, and why did I wait to do that? And why do we wait to do that? And we do, guys. We do. Unlike a lot of the Asian countries and countries, European countries, our society seems to move away from the elderly. We don't hold the respect, we don't hold the honor. And it's very prevalent. And it bothers me. It bothers me, and it also brought up a lot of stuff of my own fears about being forgotten. And so this is the amazing thing. Of course, whenever I feel reactions like that, like I expressed to you, don't bury them, don't look away from them. They're a gift. If you really delve into what can I learn, what's being asked to be shifted here. And so I want to tell you how this all goes together. Now, before I go into that, I also got an email, and it's interesting because I was supposed to read it last week, and I don't think I did. Jennifer wanted to know what all the Ebola drama is about and what it means for the rest of us. And interestingly enough, it ties into this, which is probably why I didn't get to it last week or all of it, or the connection of it. So they want us to start with the addiction to staying with patterns, beliefs, people, and fears that are toxic to us. We are addicted, right, to like the fear of not being remembered, the fear of being forgotten, the fear of getting old, the fear of being left, the fear of money not being made or money going away. All of those are addictions to a pattern in our belief systems that are toxic to us and don't serve us in our conscious creation. So I went to my friend and I said, what does that represent? Well, the fear of death was the highest thing it represented. In other words, why did we stop communicating and why did I just allow the friendship to drop as she became more confined and sick? And the answer to that was the fear of death. And when I said, well, what's the expansion on that? It was the fear of not being remembered. And so we stop remembering the very people that we should be remembering because we want to evade our own fear of being forgotten. And so we look away. We look away at the very time in the lives of those people that we could gain and that they could feel loved. Now, then they took me into dementia and Alzheimer's. And how that works in is, well, I'll just forget before I'm forgotten. So it's, again, much more prevalent in this country than almost anywhere else in the world. So there is a belief, if we look at it genetically, according to my channel, I'm understanding this in the highest way, I get a yes. That's the right question, get a yes. Want the highest answer, get a yes. That one of the energetic creations of Alzheimer's and dementia, as far as DNA is concerned, is the agreement that I will forget before I'm forgotten. Now, what does that have to do with Ebola? They said the energetic basis of the Ebola virus is the feeling that nobody cares. I keep wanting to say that those people feel forgotten, but they're saying it's not forgotten as much as it is nobody cares enough to remember. So the core thing around the Ebola is that nobody cares. Now, all of this ties into remembering. And the highest thing, when I followed the breadcrumbs all the way to the end, is the highest thing we are being asked to remember, no matter what age we are, is that we are God. And the closer we get to death, the closer we get to the limitless expression of who we are, because we have no body to be concerned with and to limit ourselves with, which finally ended up in the disease of limitation. And the claim we were being asked to make today is, I choose to expand in every way, in embodiment, until I move out of embodiment, leave the planet, and go back into the energy that I am. Every moment of every day, of every opportunity, we choose to keep expanding and we remember that we are the God of the free will of us that has the power to choose the love and the joy to do that. And so it is. We claim I am divine love, both the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. Well, we have to do that again. We claim, everybody do it with me, please, around all of this. I am divine love. Claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. Now it's done. Thank you. Remember, guys, hearing the words is not intentionally shifting the energy. And our work in this show is all about consciously directing the energy that is you. Consciously directing the energy that is you. Now, of course, you know, I've said it from the beginning, my true knowing and my belief and everything about this work is based on you loving yourself, because you're not going to want to choose that you are the God of you if you don't, in your core, love yourself enough to claim your power. So I'm thrilled to announce that the Gratitude of Self-Love program is being rolled out again. The first thing that will go out on it's November 3rd. However, we have a one-hour webinar where the group gets together to spring all that off, which will be, I believe, October 29th. So everybody that wants to do the program, if you want to be in the opening webinar, which is important, you're going to want to sign up before October 29th. And then we come together in a two-hour webinar, just the Gratitude of Self-Love people, to wrap everything up. Again, it was a hugely empowering. If there's anything I can unconditionally guarantee, it's this program if you do it. And the health and prosperity special is down. The money and success special is up. Both of these things are on the homepage at iamdwallace.com. Go all the way through the Gratitude of Self-Love if you want to read the testimonials and hear my little spiel, my videotape spiel about what the program is about. But guys, if you want to increase your success, your money, your better health, your divine relationships, this is where to start. This is absolutely, unconditionally where to start. Well, I can't go to the calls. I thought, where do I need to go? Sheets, book. Well, we're going to Happy Birthday. And it's about the gratitude. Okay. If well, these are the words I'm being given. If you want to be born again, do the Gratitude of Self-Love. Now can I go to the calls? Oh, wow, that was interesting. I like that. All right, we're going to start with Becky in Albuquerque. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Good. Okay, so I have a question, and without going into too much of the story, I've been looking for work for 10 months. It hasn't come through. Only one thing is coming through at this point.
Becky. Okay, so as soon as you said, I've been looking for work for 10 months, my pendulum went to no. Now, that means there's something that you're not focused on that you need to get into harmony within yourself, okay? And we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. And this core belief is around work or working. So hang on, this page here, 16, 17, 18. All right, well, this is interesting. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And what they're saying is literally you are coming forward in this somewhere in your very early lifetime. It has to do with your mother. You're coming forward to go, you know, I'm worth more. But the belief is whenever you do that, you actually have to abandon yourself in some way. So welcome to I'm Worth More, Why Can't I Get a Job?
Well, you know, it's funny because the job that I'm being offered makes me feel exactly what you said, because I don't really want it, but I need it now.
Okay, and that is showing up for you, Becky, because you have a belief that you can't honor yourself and totally support yourself at the same time. So if you can shift that, and of course you can, you're the only one that can. They want to go back to around, and I know this is the age that we use a lot, but around 3 years old with your mom. And they're kind of like showing me a stern mother who's kind of reprimanding her little girl. And the little girl was really joyful, but it's like, you know, wagging her finger at her. So what comes up when I say that?
Nothing, because my dad was stern, not my mom.
Well, your mom's the lead-in with it.
Okay.
So did your mother help you not be so boisterous and everything so you wouldn't get in trouble with your dad?
No, you know, I have to say, I always knew that it was, you know, it's like, you know, be quiet around dad. I just did it.
Okay, well, we got to get to there. They won't let this go. We've got to get to what your mother had to do with it. So I'm going back to the sheets, first sheet.
Okay.
Five. Somehow your mother gave you the message that you didn't have the power to choose to still hold on to your light.
The first thing that came through for me is my mom settled in her own life.
Yes, okay. So we've got the double whammy. That's what they wanted to get to. So you've got your dad who's telling you you can't, and your mother giving you the example that I didn't. Okay.
Yep.
So basically, I can't, and when I come forward to try to acknowledge myself, right, and be powerful, I am going to have to end up like my mom. And that's what you're doing to yourself, sweetheart, energetically. Once you go, well, I'm not frickin' doing that anymore. I'm going to go out, and I know that I support myself being powerful, and the whole world supports me, and start seeing the world.
Okay.
Start seeing the world, and they're saying there's nothing wrong with you taking this job to get you by.
Yeah.
So that you have some security, but don't think you have to take this job. they don't want you to take this job and shove it, and they don't want you to take this job and settle for it. Use it as a stepping stool now that you know what you have to get in alignment. So you'll have a little money coming in while you're going, you know what, I'm absolutely getting myself into alignment with being able to go out and be in my power and totally support myself, be there for myself in my power.
Yeah.
That's the key thing, you being there for yourself and your own power, okay?
Yeah. The one thing about the job, of course, is they they wanted a multi-year commitment. And, you know, the issue is for me is that I need to do this as a short-term measure, like you said, until my real, you know, my other career comes back through in. And I kind of feel, you know, I sort of feel bad about, I guess, leading them on, because truthfully, I don't think I'll be there for 3 years.
Well, this is interesting, because what I'm hearing is do it anyway.
Okay.
And I'm asking, is that out of integrity? And I'm getting a no.
Okay.
Well, hold on, because that kind of pushes my buttons.
Okay.
So I want to need to know why this isn't in integrity, because integrity is a very, very big thing for me. Sheets. But give me a song.
I just heard Mardi Gras. I don't know. That's not even a song. I heard Mardi Gras.
Okay. Well, you know, Mardi Gras is a big, fun celebration.
Yes, it is.
You know, I'm not quite sure what it's a celebration of, but it's a great big fun celebration where, okay, here's the message. Because everybody's got a mask on, everybody's got a costume
yep.
on.
Yep.
You know, if you go into it with the intention that this is for the highest good of everybody concerned, then you can create somebody even better coming in for them also.
Okay. All right.
Again, from that intention, are we kidding ourselves here? No, we want the highest answer, yes. That's interesting, man. See, that's when you know this is coming through the channel because my conscious mind would have wanted to fight that one.
Yeah.
But they're saying go create, and know everybody else will create also.
And see, the thing is, at the same time, I am still pursuing the consulting I want. In fact, I'm working on proposals right now.
Yeah, it's so, right around the corner, Becky.
Yeah. Yep.
But you also, they're stressing you also, the money that you need right now, you
yep.
need so that you actually can stay more focused on creating the other thing. Okay?
Yep.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so
wow.
much. Bye.
What an interesting first call that was. Okay, Caroline in Ontario. Hi, honey, you're on.
And this will be an interesting second call.
Okay. Well, we expect
and I'm not
going to
say how are
show,
you
know.
I'm not going to say how are you. I'm just going to say I know you're good. So there you go.
I am, baby.
I love you to pieces. number one, did you get my email this week?
You know, I get
anxiety.
Thousands every week, Caroline. So
that's
can
a no? Okay, so good. So just so I know. Absolutely. So I have a few things that I want to mention today, but I will start with my mom. I'm going to bring in my mom since the lady before had her mom there. And I don't know anything about this Ebola disease. I don't follow the news or anything like that. But last week was my mom's birthday. And even though we're 13 hours away and she doesn't really keep in contact, every once in a blue moon, I'll call her, and she it's very distant, even though I know she loves me in her own way. But last week, there was just this strength of do something for her birthday. So I called a florist in her area, 13 hours away, and I got them to deliver a little bouquet of bathtub stuff because they didn't have any flowers because she kind of lives and she was just so happy. And
well,
it just
sure.
brought... And it just brought peace, you know, to
I do, honey. I do.
Yeah.
And it takes
yeah.
so little to make people
mm-hmm.
happy.
Sometimes
at the sci-fi conventions, you know, somebody will come up and go, my mom just loves you, Dee, but she was too ill to come today, but she just wanted... I said, get her on the phone, and we'll call
yeah.
her. And just little
yeah.
things... Such little things that can make people joyous and feel respected and loved. So good for
and
you.
Remembered.
And
remembered.
And remembered. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who got to feel good about it, too? You did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, the rememberer feels really good.
Yeah. The joy that I felt from her, that true love that we
yeah.
never, that she never could share with me in this lifetime, I feel that in those moments where she goes, you do still remember me no
yeah.
matter what, right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful, so I decided I'd bring that through.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's my honor. A quick bit about my horse, and then I'll get to anxiety. Beautiful, just everything is so clear. I ask for my horse's highest good. I feel that he really wants to move from where he's at. I find a place. It's beautiful. My question here is, of course, out of fear for his feet because he's had feet issues on grass. Will he be okay there? Is this the place for his highest good that he's moving to November 1st?
You know, Caroline, I don't remember getting an email about any of this. So... I would like you to resend it again because I would.
Yeah, the email was not about my horse. It was about the anxiety. But I'm just asking about my horse.
Okay. I get that's the right question. I get that your horsey is going to be really happy there. It's not about his feet as much as it's about his heart. And his heart is
yeah,
going to be really happy.
I completely get that. Yeah, that's exactly what he showed me, that his spirit was dying where he was at. So thank you.
Yeah, I get a yes on that, sweetheart.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
And they're kind of standing up, mm-hmm. showing me people standing up and applauding. So that means applauding you for being
you know,
so in tune with him.
I saw that too.
Yeah.
I did. I see them too, Dee. Yeah, I see them just standing up and clapping. Yeah. Thank you for that
that's
confirmation.
That's allowing you
yeah.
to, you know, applaud yourself, and that's a really great thing.
Yay.
Yeah. Now, the anxiety.
When I go to
bed.
You've
already answered your own question, they said.
Oh, okay.
When you really trust yourself and what you see, you're not anxious. When you doubt trusting yourself and what you see, you go into anxiety. So what are you doubting yourself about right now that's making you anxious? Because when you're in the channel, honey, you can't be anxious because you're given all the information. I wish you guys, that's why I keep telling you, just live as a meditation.
And I do that all day long, bringing myself back. We must, and I know, and I completely agree with you that it's when I come out, and it's almost like I come out unconsciously, and I go, oh, what just happened? Why am I
yeah,
here?
Well,
or,
and
yes,
that's the
yeah.
road we're all on, is trying to, you know, the challenge of staying conscious all the time. They say the biggest place you fall out is relationships. So do you want to speak to that for a minute?
Okay, I felt that vibration, so relationships.
Well, actually, it's a relationship with yourself, but all relationships, guys, is your relationship with yourself, whether it's a divine partner or money or your body. It's a relationship with yourself. So hold on, sheet, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
A movie, guys. Blame it on somebody? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So that's the kind of the last vestige you get to consciously keep yourself in alignment with. Anytime you point the finger and go, you're the reason why I can't, or you are what I have in order to be able to do it, in other words, if there's any blame given anywhere for why you can or can't, you need to go back to yourself.
Okay.
Got it?
I do. And I
You're your highest
mention...
answer.
Okay.
We're all our highest answer. When we get out of our mind, use our entire brain, which is connected to the heart, and just listen and be in the channel. You always know then, guys. You always know.
So when I'm about to fall asleep, and you know how you go between the conscious and unconscious,
uh-huh.
that's when I gasp for air.
Well, trust yourself to take care of yourself while you're asleep, honey. And ask the universe. I know I'm supporting myself. Yeah, that's the highest thing. It's like, oh, my God, I'm giving up the control. But you don't need control to live in the channel. You just need to give up the control to live in a channel constantly. Just like an actor needs to give up control if they're going to go into that la-la land place. All right, baby, that's it. I'm asking. Thank you for calling, Caroline. That was awesome. And send me that email again, will you? Because I don't remember getting it.
Okay. Well,
right,
you
baby.
Answered my question. Do you want me to send it again? You answered
yeah,
my question.
I do, because I want to
yes?
see why
okay,
I didn't get
all right.
it. All right, honey.
Okay.
Thanks.
I love you. Bye.
I love you, too. Miss Mary in Maryland. Whoops. Hold on. You didn't come on. Here goes the switchboard again. Okay, Mary, you're on.
Hi, sweet pea.
Make me
How
work
are you?
To get you on here, huh?
Oh, well, you know, I just called to say I love you, and I was going
to
give
you
to say
I
love
you, baby,
you.
Did you know that?
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that I'm heading back to work next week, and
Goody.
With my kicking hip.
Are you happy about that?
Well, you know, I am and I'm not. There's a great side part of me that says, yes, I am, because I really miss it. I'm surprised, actually, at how much I miss it.
And
but there's
the part
another
that,
part of me that really doesn't want to, because I'm kind of getting used to this.
I get that's not why. That's
what
is your, it? That's what your monkey mind's telling you.
That's what my monkey mind's saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because you've really gotten to practice the first five things on the first sheet, you know, the
yes.
cocktail.
Yes.
That you're the power of you, and you've really gotten time to master that
yes.
while you've been off.
Grateful.
Yes. Yeah. And
yeah, it's wonderful.
There's a part of you that kind of doesn't want to give up that time you've had exploring all this and being able to refine it. But
yeah.
they want you to know, okay, they're asking me to tell you the story, you know, it's easy for the Buddha on the hill to stay balanced. Take
mm-hmm.
what this time of what you've learned and the creation process and take it back into the workforce and see what an awesomely different experience your life will be now.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Which is
yep.
kind of, yeah, you've kind of gotten used to this, but they wanted to really refine that and let you understand why. Because you were given time to really explore and nail down this creation of you. And you
yes.
do that every day in the workplace now.
I'm looking forward to it now.
Oh,
yep. thank you, Dee. That
yep.
really
I,
clears
all
it up.
Parts of you are on board now, Miss Mary. Wow, that was
yep.
great, huh? Yep,
yep, do.
Yeah.
And I
will
tell
I'm
just
liking
one thing.
That, that's a good message for me going back into all this TV stuff and everything, too.
Yeah,
so,
sure is.
All right, darling, thanks.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
I love you, too. Susan? Well, hold on. Get this little. Okay, you're on, baby. What's up?
Okay, well, this month, yay, is the month that I get to file for bankruptcy.
Good.
So, my question is, because I had, hang on, could talk there for a minute. My question is, I had had that free consultation with a lawyer, a couple of lawyers actually, and so I had one set up to do that. And I also had just recently fall into my lap a possibility of doing a pro bono with a legal services to do it that way, so I wouldn't have to pay for that. So instead
didn't
of
we
having
go over
to,
this before, Susan?
Yeah, but you know what I was thinking? Since the pro bono came up, that would free up the money which I could use then to pay my car insurance, which is due at the first of the month.
Okay. So, bottom line, the first question you want to ask is who's going to serve you the best to get this bankruptcy done successfully? That's the highest question you want to ask.
Okay. Yes.
Now, what they're saying is it doesn't matter, but what does matter is that in your mind you think somebody might do it better and that you might make a mistake.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, so let's track that now from the point of view of our work. If we have a belief where we fall out of trusting ourselves, knowing that we're the power that gets to choose the joy and the choice and how things come out, and we have a fear that, oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to make a mistake and do it wrong and it's not going to be good, you can see where we're going to thwart the energetic creation of what we want, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your job is to get yourself in alignment with the fact that you want to do this struggle-free. So
yes.
Let's say that in more positive terms. This whole process is going to be easy and effortless and joyful and successful. And whomever you bring on board to do it is going to create that, exactly that for you. And now you're asking the entire universe, God, the angels, the archangels, the extraterrestrials, the Christ energy, the Buddha energy, every piece of energy out there, come on and support me in this, because that's my intention and that's my direction and that's my claim. And so it is. So there isn't anything else. They just want you to get yourself in alignment with knowing that you can trust your creative ability to direct this.
So I can trust
a little bit of a doubt there that you have the ability to do this.
So I can trust the fact that I can create this new way of doing the bankruptcy and also creating the way of being able to take care of the other business, all my business at once, the way I've always been.
Yes, and there are
a million
different ways you can create that.
Yeah, because I feel that I've created that. That I've created this possibility.
You do now.
Yeah, because
you
did
at the beginning of the call, Susan. At the beginning of the call, you were calling me to go, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Will you give me
like
the okay?
Yeah, it's kind of more like a confirmation type thing. Kind of like, well, exactly.
And
they
want you to know that you have to be
the highest
answer around whether you can do this.
The thing of it is I felt like, gee, when I'm letting this lawyer that I've had one free consultation with and I've asked a question with, am I letting him down? You know, because
So here we go. We've got a theme here now with that statement. You know, again, guys, wow, there's a theme about integrity going on here.
Yeah.
And they're really challenging me. That's his job. Do you understand? His job is to have a free consultation with you. That's good marketing. That's how he gets business. Now, that's not to say that you don't also appreciate that free consultation, Susan. So in that right there was resigive. He offered a service in order to get some business. You accepted his service gratefully. And in your gratitude, the resigive was complete. Wow, this is really interesting for me. So let's go back to our other caller who they're saying the resigive is complete as soon as they offer the job and she takes the job. It's all in the intention, knowing that all works out for the highest good for everybody. Now, but see, there's a part of me that goes, yeah, but if you say that you're going to be there for a long time, your word should be behind that. And I want to address that. And I swear to God, the channel's going, that's ego, that's not integrity. And I don't understand this. So sheets, book, song, give me a movie, Susan.
Gonna
bust my own chops here till we get to this. Movie.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. And then they showed me Dexter. And now basically they're saying, you know, you've got all this stuff so confused within ourselves. Bonnie and Clyde, the movie, we loved those guys. They went around murdering everybody, but we loved them. Dexter, he's a mass murderer, but we love the guy. So there's a love-hate thing going on at the same time, and now we get to go to a core belief. Okay. Wow. This is fabulous to me. Right here. Here. Well, again, it's I can never be God. So it goes back to what I was talking about at the first of the... if you're God, you can create it any way you want it to be created. So
yes.
In that creation, you create the goodness and the success and the betterment of everybody that you're dealing with. And if that is in your intention, then you're in integrity. Is that the bottom line? Wow. So we've just connected through our ego, look at what a great person I am, instead of what's really at stake here, which is not, will you love me, will you love me, will you love me if I do good and keep my word. What's really at stake here is I'm absolutely going to create me in the highest, most powerful, most joyful way I can, and I'm knowing you're doing the same thing, and I'm wanting that for you too. And I'm seeing that you're powerful enough to do that.
Right, because he can create as many jobs as he wants doing whatever he does.
Well, yeah, sure.
And
that's
yeah, because I looked at it too as he's, you know, the pamphlet he gave me in the card and directions that was a sales, you know, his way of selling his services.
Well, yeah, too. And that's marketing. I mean, that's like me going, and I know this. I know everybody should do the gratitude of self-love. I know that everybody's going to love themselves more after that. So, you know, I do free shows like this and give people free help, A, because I love it, B, because I'm called to do it, and C, because it gives me a platform to do everything else I want to do, like the gratitude of self-love. That's just refugive. If you don't get out and market yourself and let people know you're here, how can you serve them in the greatest way you can? But we don't trust that. That's what we're getting to. All right. We don't trust others and ourselves to create themselves. That's the highest place we're going. And, again, it's back to what – thank God. I knew there was – okay. So there's nothing we have to do or should do or ought to do, or we're looked down if we don't do it. We just have to know that and trust that we're creating ourselves and everybody else is too in the highest benefit for them, and that's it. So we're claiming I am divine love. Everybody do this with me, please, invoking the symbol, the formula, violet flame, and the golden light. All right, darling, thank you so much for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Wow. All right, Bob, what's up, dude?
Oh, my God. This is an amazing call.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Bob.
I took it off the speaker, so now...
Yeah, there you go.
There we are. An amazing call. I just thank you, Dee, for all that you do. It's phenomenal. Now, I have something I want to raise for the benefit of everyone on the call, and that is we create our lives, we create situations where we go to an event, say, and we meet a stranger who happens to be so amazingly gifted and has answers to our problems, and we sort of follow along and say, thank you, God, this is it. I finally met someone who can guide me, and then bit by bit, they are not the answers. And we go from euphoria to sadness. And
yeah,
I go into the stories about...
Because you're supposed to get the lesson. What lesson are you supposed to get, Bob, that you're trying to give yourself?
Well, the lesson seems to be that I've got to find the solution within.
Yes.
And
we're back to Bob trusting himself. You've got to trust yourself, honey. You've got to go within, and let me tell you, and I write about this in Bright Light, what happens is initially we don't trust ourselves, and then something happens and it takes even more of our trust away. And we can live the rest of our lives not trusting ourselves enough to create what we want. That's what happened to me, and that's why I wrote Bright Light. And you all really have to be consciously aware of when you feel like you're losing your power with anybody or anything. And know that you have to go back to yourself. Now, they want to give you a core belief. Well, again, all right, they're just drumming it home. I can never be God. That's at the basis of everything we're talking about today, guys. So we have to want to acknowledge that, again, we are the power that has the choice to focus joy and love on everything we want. Right now, Bob, you're creating some people that are coming into you, darling, because you're in fear. And when you're in fear, we go, oh, please, somebody, save me, be the answer. And the message we're trying desperately to get in this lifetime is that we're it. So
okay.
I know, Bob. I know. You said to me on your last private, why the hell did I chew this off this lifetime? And their answer to you all is that you are incredibly great souls. And you came forward to make this shift and help others make this shift so we don't have to keep passing down the sins of the fathers that we're victims and that we have no say and no control over the rest of our lives. All right, darling?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes,
God
thank
bless.
You. Thank you all. Man, this is becoming quite a succinctly clarity call here. Kirk, what's up, baby? Kirk, are you there? Oh, hold on. This doggone thing just doesn't. Okay, hi.
Hey, baby.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
I wanted to send out a big congratulations to everybody listening and the whole community. Something I've observed lately in my own experience and what I'm hearing from just about everyone else is that we are creating the things that we want. And because they're different from the situations we're currently in, there's a shift necessary. If we've been in survival mode for a long time and we want abundance, things will be changing. So it can be a little unsettling when things first start to change, but it's also an indication that these things are coming into existence around us. And I hear it in the calls about work, about employment, about health, about rebuilding. And it's resonating so strong, and I've recognized it in my own life. And allowing that change in is just, it's so grounding, and I just want to salute everybody.
Well, thank you, Kirk. And they're screaming at me to remind everyone that it is while things are turning around and while things are shifting that you have to consciously be vigilant around staying in conscious creation. What happens so often, and we've talked about it a lot, is things start to turn, and then, like me, they'll offer somebody else the first recurring role that comes on in the first series. And that's when we want to go, well, see, it's not working, instead of, oh, my God, it is working. I just have to keep my focus on it now, keep in joy and love, and start bringing myself even into more harmony, and pretty soon the two series that are real come in. So,
yeah,
go ahead.
If we knew exactly which step to take at each point to get exactly what we want, we would have already had it. Now, when we put out what we do want, and in like your case, if you want a particular acting role that really utilizes your talent and brings that magic to everybody, your perception might be, well, I want this role. And yet the universe is shifting things to keep you from taking the role prematurely and getting the one that's really going to bring all of that joy and all of that power. And sometimes we think we want something and then it doesn't go off that way. And then I remind myself, I said, hey, if this was the step I needed to take to get there, I'd have been there. So when I didn't get into a couple of particular art exhibits earlier in the year, I said, boy, I wonder what's going to fulfill that. And
yeah, and
I ended up doing this work with the kids at the jail, and I'm so grateful that I have those days available to do this project.
And that's an awesome way of looking at it, Kirk. And they want to remind everybody you can have it all, and it will come in ways that you can't ever imagine. So open yourself to all possibilities. If it's not one part, it's another part. Just create it someplace else, basically. Your job is to keep creating and knowing and trusting that you always are and always will and always will be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at right now, is we don't fall back into that addiction of despondency. And it's not wishful thinking, but it is blind faith, that knowing that I'm the answer and I take action, and I take action from a place of knowing that it's already created for me with a lot of joy and love, with a lot of joy and love, okay?
And when you put that order into the kitchen, it is being fulfilled. Be patient and just keep a focus.
You bet.
About 12 days ago, in my morning writing, I decided I would stop trying to sell paintings. I'm just done with that. I would allow them. I said I allow and open up to my paintings shining brightly as a beacon to attract the people that want them, love them, and fulfill the abundance I seek. And I'm just going to stop trying to do.
Well, because in trying to sell them, there's a lack mentality.
So
being open to people joyfully buying them, that's a whole different vibration.
15 minutes later, I got a phone call about a painting I'd done a couple months ago that was it my favorite painting from the event? But somebody called and said, is that still available? I've been thinking about it every day. And the person's last name was Divine.
You got to love it. And by the way, Kirk, you have never gotten back to me about Gabrielle's wedding, so you need to do that.
Okay, sure.
Love you.
Yeah, it's on a calendar. Love everybody.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, so, guys, they want to wrap up something here. Sheets, book, song. They're giving me Shawshank Redemption. But it's not about redemption. A lot of that movie is the fact that he never gave up creating himself and creating himself again, no matter what. That's what Bright Light's about, and really that's what the gratitude of self-love is about, is creating ourselves again from a new perspective and a new power that is inherent in us. I'm thrilled to tell you that there are 3 radio networks that will be picking up the show through the month of October. We're going to start reaching millions more people. I'm incredibly excited and honored, and I want you all to know that I did my job in allowing myself to know that I could handle expansion in every area of my life, that that's what I wanted, needed, and was in harmony with, and that I was always the one at choice for how I handled that expansion. If I needed to take a day off, I could. If I needed to take a week off, I learned this summer I could do that successfully. So get yourself in harmony, which means look at all your thoughts, your perceptions of yourself, the world, and how the world sees you around what you want. You are in the process successfully of creating you right now. Know that. I know we spent a lot of time with a few callers today, but boy, it was an incredibly powerful show. So go live it. I want to see you, all of you, want to do it for the first time or do it again, to come on and play with this gratitude of self-love. It's just awesome. It's awesome. And you're awesome. And I love you all. And I will, yeah, my God, I can't believe it already. See you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.